I don't think there will be any cricket today, but I'm still going to the match. Ireland versus England, T20 Malahide, Dublin. And I'm walking down the hill, quite a steep hill, from my house in Cork. 7:15. Going to get a bus from the bottom of this road into town, where I'm going to get on a coach, and the coach is heading for Dublin Airport. The match is being played in Malahide, which is a suburb of Dublin, and I'm not sure how to get from the centre of Dublin to Malahide, but I'll figure that out on this, on the coach. You'll hear the noise of all those cars passing me. It's one thing to walk down this hill, quite a different thing to walk up it. But I'm a bit nervous because as I walk down the hill, the cars are coming from behind me. I can't see them coming, and the footpath is narrow. We've been promised a bus at some stage in the future. There will be a local bus. Perhaps it'll even go into town. It'll come up and down this road. I'll believe it when I see it. Oh yeah, that's a 2022, I don't know what that was. That was 24, white car. 09, white car. A learner driver. Another white car, a 2020. And the followed by a 2021. I'm talking about 4 consecutive white cars. This is crazy. I thought my daughter was crazy when she got a white car. Who on earth would want a white car? It would always get dirty. Well, 2 searchlights coming at me. What's that? A Toyota. A Ford. Or something or other. Volkswagen. I'm in a place called Glanmire, which is pronounced Glanmire, G-L-E-A-N-N, new word, M-A-G-H-A-I-R. That's what it is in Irish. Oh, here comes a Merc, followed by a Ford, followed by, I don't even know what the car that was. You can see it, followed by a Mark, green Mark van. Anyway, this is becoming boring. I'm in a 30 kilometer per hour zone, so I can only walk slowly. I'm flirting with combustion engines. It's the poetry of traffic. Phew. There are 2 people waiting at the bus stop before me. So that does mean that the bus is more likely to come. You can probably tell I'm not on the bus. But it's strange because this is number 31 bus, which isn't meant to exist as far as I know. I was waiting for the 214. There's nothing on the bus stop that said bus 31 comes. But on the side of the bus, it's a Cork City. Didn't it? I was beginning to get bothered. And you can charge your phone on the bus. To my left hand side, there's a sign saying please give up these seats. But passengers with reduced mobility will find out reduced mobility. Yes, definitely. I cannot run fast, even though I don't have a plane. I know it's in position occupied bookies facing rear brakes and applied brakes. Do not be buggy on a vendor. This space is a wheelchair. It's part of you for a wheelchair. They take this space if requested. Is this woke culture? I caught the coach. Wait. I think I was 40 seconds late. But it hadn't backed me. Obviously, 5 minutes to calm down. Chapter 2. I made it. I not only made it to the coach, to Dublin, I made it to the taxi rank here, and I've made it to Malahide Village, which seems to be full of people. I mean, what is it? Friday morning, and it's full of people. Perhaps they're all going to the cricket match. It doesn't start till 1:30, so it's 12 o'clock now. I've got an hour and a half before the first ball is bowled. But I had a terrific journey up, because the person sitting next to me, who actually moved over and said, "Do you want to sit in this, you know, next to him?" And his name was Tom, he's from Cork, and he was on his way to Melbourne. He's going to Australia for the best part of 6 months or a year. And he plays hurling. We had a great chat about hurling, about places we knew in Cork, and God, amazing thing. The guy told me, and I believed him, that, and he showed me evidence of him running with a golf club to hit the golf ball. So the golf ball is on the tee, and he runs up and he takes a huge swing at it with a driver. And I asked him, "How far did those balls go?" And he said, "They're about 350. And I said, "Oh my God. I mean, this is a crazy distance. Can you imagine somebody who isn't a professional golfer?" And he says, "Playing hurling." He's not an elderly person at all, a young person. And he told me he'd had operations on his knees, and he'd had a broken collarbone, and he had all sorts of injuries. But he's missing his own club's match today against another Cork club. He lives not a million miles away from me. But off he goes. He's an electrician, a qualified top-class electrician. Yeah. He showed me some of his work on the green link between France and Ireland. Anyway, he's involved with installing transformers, or doing some work around transformers. This is stunning. He's also a farmer. Showed me his cows, or his father's cows. Told me what the daily routine was. And my goodness, to be milking cows in the morning, then going to work as an electrician, and coming home, and thank goodness they moved over to only milking the cows once a day. So it was a terrific trip, and we swapped the numbers. It turns out that he has a friend who lives very close to somebody I know in San Francisco. In fact, he has a friend living in Palo Alto, and my great friend Wes Ramada lives in Palo Alto, and I stayed in Palo Alto for a week in the summer of 24. So there we are. I better stop now. I'm in a cafe right now, in the main street, and it's very hard to believe that I got a single espresso with the water on the side in a cappuccino cup, that's what I ordered, no problem at all, and an almond croissant for only €5.20 or something. I wouldn't get that in court.